So this was an idea for a story I had. You know those concrete fence posts you can get that have wire going through them, and like chain link fences, when they have little holes in them? Well, I had an idea that there was a wasp that kept sleeping in the little holes in the fence, in the post at night, every night on its own. And a group of kids that lived in a garden that this fence post was in noticed it every night, and they felt sorry for the wasp, so they would leave out little treats, little sweet treats for tweets. God, I've been on Twitter too long. Leave out sweet treats for the wasp, and they come back in the morning and see that the wasp had eaten the sweet treats, and you know, thought they were doing it the world of good, and it carried on like this for a few weeks until the wasp had crash landed into the garden, because it missed its hole where it kept slept every night. And it wasn't until closer inspection that the kids realised that it actually wasn't a wasp, even though it looked like a wasp, and looked, in all intents and purposes was a wasp to the naked eye. But when they looked at it closer, it actually was a fighter plane that was modified to look like a wasp for an alien, and inside it was a little baby alien. Well, a little grown-up alien, because it was flying, because, of course, they've got age restrictions on if they can fly or not. It was a range of books that I was going to write. Something reminded me of it, because it was actually an idea that I had when I was about 13 years old, that, like, wasps and bees and beetles were all modes of transport for aliens, and if you opened them up, they would... it's weird. So, the wasp in this range of stories was like a fighter jet. The beetle was like an aircraft carrier, not an aircraft carrier, but a people carrier, like a Hercules or something like that. Beetles were, of course, like big tanks. Butterflies were like gliders, and it's all an idea that I had when I was 13, but I've never realised it and never brought it to fruition. But staring at an old fence post today took me back to when I was 13 and these books that I was going to illustrate and be right, but. I'm no writer.